renowned to be and is to this day our generation's greatest artist, writer, illustrator, all those things combined into somebody who's the greatest American storyteller. I was fortunate enough to sign the checks or work at the place where he worked and where Robert Rodriguez worked, and worked alongside them, waited for their cartoons, for their strips, for their pieces, and never got angry because they were geniuses. I mean, Chris is, you're familiar with Chris's work, right?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of people that came from the Daily Texan. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I worked with a lot of incredible people. Jeff Turrentine, Rob Walker and I worked together, Gilbert Garcia. A lot of people who still have terrific careers as writers and as thinkers. And there's Siva Vaidyanathan, who's a great, thinker, great guy. They're all... I was really fortunate to work with this extraordinary group of people, and that's always, to me, was my sort of golden age. The bronze age, the silver age was Unfair Part, and certainly I loved New City Columnists. So I've had three real peaks, and the Times Herald was pretty great. I really can't complain about any of it. The Herald folding was terrible, but 3 weeks later I worked at the Observer, so for 20-plus years. it's been a hell of a thing. I appreciate it every second of it. It's I do love being living here and writing about it. Still writing about the city, still writing for the paper. I love being involved. We're about to do this auction, this charity auction for the North Texas Food Bank on the website at In This Together on heritagehA.com. It's really going to be cool. A lot of sports one-offs. So I couldn't have done that at the paper. So it's really, it's been a long few weeks, I'll say that. How's that?